neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
It's a mandatory parasha, just like Zachor, that everyone, and also ladies, they must come and listen to this parasha. Parashat Chukat in Sefer Bamidbar, and the reason that we go through this and what's the philosophy behind it, with that Hashem we're going to explain. But as far as the halacha, just like Parashat Zachor, the best Sefer Torah that is found in the Beit Knesset, it should be read from, because this mitzvah is direct command from the Torah, and the haftarah will be a different haftarah of the parasha, just like Parashat Zachor and Shiralim. So we have Parashat Para, that is haftarah, and it starts from chapter 36. Ben Adam, Beit Yisrael Yoshvim al Admatam, and the reason that this haftarah is picked, because it relates to the parasha. Because the haftarah mentions, V'zarachti alechem maim tehorim. The Ribono Shel Olam has promised us that will make us pure. V'zarachti alechem maim tehorim. So the whole purpose of Parah Aduma, that is the correction of Chetah Egel. So Efer HaParah is required for Kohanim, Bezat Hashem, to enter Beit HaMikdash Bekarov, and you'll be able to come to the Beit HaMikdash to bring Korban Shelamim, Todah. So we need the Efer HaPara. So the Haftarah, exactly, that's what the message is all about. So now, the Parashat Para is a little bit long, longer than Parashat Shekarim and Zachor, because there were only five and the three Pesukim. But here is a long portion. If Baal HaHorei make a mistake and stops beforehand, because he has to continue till Hanifesh Hanugat Titma'at Ha'arib. This is after the Aliyah Rishon. So if they made a mistake, they stop at Aliyah Rishon, they have to take the Sefer Torah out again and then give Aliyot, bit Baracha, and then read from the beginning. So they have to make sure that how far they have to read, and doesn't stop at the Kohen Levi of regular portion. It's a little bit more. And if this coming Shabbat, let's say they forgot and they skipped the Parashat Para, they didn't listen to Kol HaNishama Radio, so the question is, so what are they going to do if they miss this coming Shabbat and didn't listen to Parashat Parah? What should they do? Understand?
Yeah.
You know, they had all the calendar. No, it happens.
Yeah.
There are many, like I said, they forgot to do the Shekarim, they mixed up the timing and so on. So now if they forgot, but they made a mistake, so we have another one coming up, Parashat Chodesh, is before Pesach. So they have to take three Sefer Torah out. One for the Parasha, one Parashat Chodesh, and one for Parashat Parah. So you have to make up for it. It's not that they skipped, and they don't need to make up for it. So we read from at the time that we have to go through Parashat Chodesh. So they have to give the Aliyot for the Parasha, and then Parashat Chodesh, and then Parashat Parah. So try to, as much as possible, to inform your friends, family, neighbors, and especially yourself to be in Beit Knesset and observe the Mitzvah Parashat Parah.
Koila nishamote, halel ko halelu ko, koila nishamo, nishamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.